Some people are calling the current economic downturn a man session. Really. That's because the jobless rate for men is about 2% higher than it is for women. While it is more of a struggle for men to find a job than women in this economy, men, take note. One profession needs and wants more male bodies, and it even pays well. Janae Darden reports.
How bad is your pain from 1 to 10?
Farley Holm is an occupational therapist. Today, he's helping a patient at a rehab center for seniors in Southern California. The elderly man recently fractured bones in his neck after a fall. Holm tries to help the man move from his wheelchair to his bed on his own.
We'll see when you can have your pain meds next, okay? You want pain medication?
Holm has been an occupational therapist for 15 years. In case you're wondering, OT and physical therapy are not the same.
To this day, even my parents have difficulty explaining to their friends what I do for a living.
Here's how he breaks it down.
Occupational therapists help people to be as independent as possible with their activities of daily living. That can be anything from getting themselves dressed, to brushing their teeth, to driving.
Holm is the only male OT at the center, which is not unusual. Men make up only 10% of therapists. Historically, the profession has focused on recruiting women. Now, it's pushing for gender balance and actively reaching out to men. Holm says they want workers to be diverse like the people they serve. For instance,
a male might prefer another male to be with him in the bathroom when we're working on toileting issues, simply because of dignity issues, privacy issues.
But Holm says there's a growing need for OTs in general, especially as baby boomers retire. Labor Department stats back this up. They show occupational therapy growing more than 20% over the next few years.
I've always been able to find work. I've never had a problem finding work.
Now, that's something you rarely hear today. And the pay isn't bad either. In California, an OT fresh out of grad school can start making up to $80,000 a year. Nationwide, the mean salary is about $67,000. Good pay, steady work, and a demand for male workers? In this so-called man session, why aren't more men signing up?
I think that occupational therapy is one of those best-kept secrets.
Sean Phipps is president of the Occupational Therapy Association of California. On this day, he's supervising therapists at a rehab center for kids with disabilities. He says people don't know about the profession, and a number of those who do view it as women's work.
I think that occupational therapy is sometimes seen as a caretaking profession, like nursing. And men traditionally have not been drawn, especially to caretaking professions.
But OTs go beyond bedsides. Some work in technology and develop ideas to help people with disabilities function in everyday life. And you can find OTs treating injured workers.
I'm aware of a number of men that work in industrial rehabilitation, and occupational therapists can play a role in evaluating that worker's capability of returning to the workplace.
But Phipps says he notices men are starting to pay attention. He even convinced one of his friends to consider the profession. Sergio Sandoval worked in marketing research for 12 years, but was laid off more than a year ago and can't find work. Now he plans on applying to an OT graduate program. Sandoval says he made the career switch for a few reasons.
The ability to work with people with disabilities, make a difference in their lives, and to also have steady work and create a future for myself.
And the perks don't stop at steady work, whether you're a man or a woman. Money Magazine recently listed occupational therapy as one of the least stressful jobs in the country. For NPR News, I'm Janae Darden in Los Angeles.